Welcome to Brand Jack. This is a podcast. I'm Jack Polinsky, and each week we're going to share an insight to help you elevate the value of your brand and take the vapor and turn it into value. Welcome back, and today I'd like to talk about employer branding. Employer branding is really about how an organization develops and creates a perception of itself as an employer entity, an entity that both has employees in it and has and builds culture within the organization, as well as how it stands in the community and how people externally see and appreciate its brand, particularly in the context of joining that organization as an employee. Would you be able to attract the right kind of employee? Do you have the right kind of message? Do you have the right kind of style, look and feel that would enable someone who wants to join your organization to feel that they are joining an organization whose brand they respect? What is your employer brand like? And it's very important to have a very close look at this from the perspective of how we treat and build the culture within our organization, but also what kind of perception are we radiating outwards from within our organization. So there are some really great examples of phenomenal employer brands, the brands that employees covet and run to, the ones that attract best practice practitioners to their organization, because at the end of the day, there's something in it for the employee. They get something from attaching and connecting to that employer. Now, that might be status. It might be an excellent advantage for their CV. It might just be an emotional uplift of how they see themselves because they've managed to secure a position and work for an organization that stands for something, that connects not only to their technical capability and their ability based on their history and their journey, but it also connects to their passion. Usually, if there's a bridge between an organization that expresses a passion to stand for something, that talks about why it does what it does, as opposed to simply talking about its technical voice, and if that thing, if that passion connects to that individual employee's desire to be part of something, included in something, and contribute to something that is aligned to that passion, then that employer brand will attract, maintain, and inspire that individual. So the first step for any organization is to define what it is that it is passionate about first and ensure that it not only grows an ability to attract people externally by projecting that perception through its visual face, through its behaviors, through its commentary, through the things it says it does and it believes, but even more importantly, it has to actually live that truth internally. It has to have a culture of integrity that proves that it actually does support and deliver on its brand promise and its expression of the passions that it has adopted. If those two conditions exist and exist in a sustainable way, we start to form an amazing employer brand profile. So we've heard of the Googles, the Apples brands of our world, and the kind of culture that they are developing internally, the things they do for their employees, the way they engage people, the way they build them, not only as professionals, but also collaborate and connect on a personal level so that these employees become part of their organization. They become part of the Apple family. They become part of the Google story. And in doing so, they get so much more than just a credential, just something to put on their CV. They get a sense of belonging. They become part of a vision and a journey. And that, in turn, gives them something that they can take into their world, their community, their lives. The most really key thing to remember is to project that brand, employer brand personality, that brand me of an organisation that will connect and build the brand we, collective culture, is something that needs to be looked at and assessed as to whether it is actually visible. Is it visible on your website? Is it visible in your Facebook communications, in your expression of what you do and how you celebrate who you are every day? So many times websites don't even have a portal or an environment that allows people to connect to that story as an employee. For instance, do you have a careers section on your website? And in that section on your website, what does it say not only about the positions that are available and the kind of people you want to complete certain tasks, but more importantly, what does it say about who you are, what you're looking for, and what kind of inspiration and willingness are you seeking from the people that you want to join your organisation? Forming a clarity around the way you shape that story and deliver that story is the first step to creating an employer brand agenda. Then it's about what kind of behaviours, processes, activities do you actually engage with on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly basis inside your organisation to ensure that those fundamental beliefs, commitments and processes actually live sustainably. Do you have a theme for your organisation? Do you have a way of sharing with each other what you are actually all about and passionate about? If an organisation can distill and clarify these concepts, then you start to form an employer brand projection. A projection, something that radiates beyond just the technical horizon into the emotional stratosphere of attracting and magnetizing people to your world. And if we can find ways to do that with integrity, honesty, and create a trust brand culture from within, we will attract the people we want to our organizations and by default make our organizations, our brands, and our business journeys far more powerful, compelling, and rewarding, not just for the owners of these brands and businesses, but for the invested in this kind of thinking separates those who succeed and attract the best people from those who continually struggle to find the people they need to help them in business, to help them on their journey, to help them connect and make lasting relationships, sustainable relationships with their market, their clients, and their communities. Employer branding is a reasonably new agenda in the grand scheme of brand evolution, but it is one that organisations will not only have to choose to deal with, but will become a key component of the strategic frameworks that drive business success into the future. Brands are assets, and the greatest amount of equity that sits within our brands sits within the people that work with us to deliver that brand story every day. Thank you very much for listening. I look forward to catching up with you again soon. Thank you for joining me, and you can find out more at jackpelinski.com. That's Jack, PERLINSKI.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Vimeo. I look forward to connecting with you soon, and remember, choose to succeed.